Good afternoon, Packers fans. Welcome to your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday, but it's a game day Saturday, meaning the game is tomorrow night, which is, you know, traditionally your Sunday, but it's a Friday night because it's the preseason and that's what the Packers got to do. But we're here, ladies and gentlemen, even though there's no practice today, no availabilities, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We did hear from some of the assistant coaches. We heard from Brian Gutekunst, but no coach, no players. But we get to talk to you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide. And of course, we begin with a shout out to our good friends at Ticket King. Ticket King has been based in Wisconsin since 1992. And our staff with experienced, friendly, and knowledgeable folks that can help you with anything Packers ticket related. They also partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgates and bus transportation to the games. They are open on game day for last-minute tickets, upgrades, and they even have a drive-through window. You can find tickets for each game on the Cheesehead TV app. Just go to the schedule, click the Buy Tickets link, and you'll be taken to Ticket King. You know what else you want to do? You want to join the Carry the G Club. That's right. We're kicking off the 2022 season with a brand new way for Packers fans worldwide to hang out with us here at Cheesehead TV. It's called the Carry the G Club. Carry the G Club members get custom loyalty badges showing how long you've been a member, special Cheesehead TV emojis featuring Corey and myself, and access to our weekly virtual happy hour to come hang out and talk Packers all year long. Joining the Carry the G Club is as easy as tapping that join button you see on YouTube. You get special emojis, people. What more do you need? Do it. Hello to everyone in the comments. Hello to TikTok. And shout out to everybody joining up. Look at this. We've got Banksy, the Banksy, joining the Carry the G Club. Thank you so much for joining. Patrick, thank you for joining the Carry the G Club. Greatly appreciate it. And Faraz just starts us off with the best comment ever. The Bears still suck. I mean, we can really just shut down the chat now because you've covered it all. Packers going to the bowl. I love the audacity, TikTok. I love the chutzpah. That's what I'm talking about. Keep it there. Keep it there. Was it difficult to hide your fandom when working the beat? Not really. The facade only really cracked one time, and that was down in Dallas. I may have exclaimed something at some point during that divisional playoff game, and Ryan Wood had to remind me there's no cheering in the press box. Kind of got caught up with the personnel people behind us and in the moment. But other than that, no, not really. Oz, did I miss an extra happy hour yesterday? No, sir. No extra happy hour yesterday. We had a happy hour Tuesday, which I saw you at. Nags, Barry starts outside of the doghouse this year. Brandy Lewis with a development, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. I think it's been a long time since a defensive coordinator began the season outside of Brandy's doghouse, entering the beginning of the regular season in week one. This is a huge development. I saw all the pub about Romeo. What about Christian? Any glimpses during joint practice? Well, I haven't been in Green Bay, so the little that we know about Christian from those joint practices is that he's doing lots of walkthrough stuff, but I don't believe he did anything full speed on either the ones or the twos. I think he's still doing some walkthrough stuff with the ones and doing some jog through stuff. But I don't believe he was competing any of the live reps yet. I think some of that will start next week, but we won't get to see a lot of that because the open practices have ended. I did mention yesterday, I thought there were a few more next week, but that is incorrect. They are. Last open practice was yesterday, which means the media will have basically essentially like 10, 15 minutes of availability at the start of a practice going forward, and then they'll be shooed out once teamwork begins. JP, thank you for the super chat. I don't see a join button, so take this instead, Nags. Thank you, JP. If you're on mobile, it is difficult, if not impossible, to find. If you go to the desktop, you'll see it either on the video page or on the homepage of the channel. It's a little wonky that way. But thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it, man. When will Savage be back? Good question, Kirk. I would suspect probably not until after the preseason is over. Maybe they bring him back for practice next week. I would be absolutely shocked if he plays in the final preseason game. They've got a bye week after that, the mini bye heading into the start of week one. I suspect there's a good chance they just shut him down until practice starts for the Vikings. Maybe they bring him back a little bit sooner than that, but he knows the system. He knows his assignments. He's probably ready to go once they, by the time he got hurt on family night, they had done most of their installs at that point. And a lot of that is just reworking and kind of reinforcing what they did over the off season. So I would be surprised if they got him back any sooner than, at least maybe into that final preseason game during practice, but certainly not for the preseason game. Moises, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, what similarities and differences do you see between Jordan and Aaron's reception in Green Bay by fans? Thanks for what you do. We'll join soon. Oh, Moises, man, the super chat's very, very welcome and appreciated. Thank you. Yeah, it's interesting. I just had a little response to someone here on the YouTube channel talking about how Jordan Love ain't it. Look, I don't know if Jordan Love is it. I don't know what Jordan Love's future holds, but I can tell you he's gotten better every summer, just like Aaron Rodgers did. And I'm not sitting here telling you he's going to be Aaron Rodgers. Nobody is going to be Aaron Rodgers. But to write him off because you didn't like the pick, which is so clear for everybody who's got this irrational Jordan Love hate, let it play out, man. And it's always a man. Let it play out. You know, he looks better every year. That's a good thing, especially if you're a Packers fan. Why you want to root for this kid's demise is absolutely beyond me. As far as the similarities and differences, the receptions, it's interesting because I think Aaron's demeanor has helped in that regard. Obviously, things got a little crazy and awkward last summer when Aaron was, demonstrating his dissatisfaction with the front office. But really, Jordan wasn't kind of privy to most of that. He actually got more work because of it, because Aaron stayed away all offseason. I think Aaron's kind of embracing of Aaron as a teammate in a way that, I know Favre and Rodgers have patched things up and they say nice things about each other, especially about Aaron's time backing Brett up. But Brett was a little bit colder. And famously had the, it's not my job to mentor Aaron Rodgers, to get Aaron Rodgers ready. And I think fans really fed off of that in a way that while there are certainly Jordan Love haters, apparently always will be, I think Aaron's demeanor towards Jordan has helped a little bit in that regard. To me, that's one of the major differences that you can note between the two situations. Culture, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Today's jams are Is She Really Going Out With Him? Oh god, I love that song. And Got the Time by Joe Jackson, and Since You've Been Gone by Rainbow. Pappies, love me some Pappies. Big Bob Tunyon, I feel good about his year. Matt, you should. I feel very good about the fact that people keep referencing how he was quote having a disappointing year prior to going down. I see people either keep saying that or writing it or what have you. And it's like his usage was very different at the start of last year because they were dealing with offensive line issues and they were facing this murderer's row of pass rushers early in the season, which meant he had to play in line a lot more or start in the slot or even outside and then motion inside and help take on guys like Bosa or Watt or whoever they were facing. I just think there was a lot more asked of him in the blocking aspect, staying in rather than getting out in routes. And then once you saw him start to get utilized a little bit more in that regard, he was coming on. He was having a really nice game against the Cardinals prior to getting hurt. I think he would have started being a little bit more productive as that second half of the season unfurled. But hopefully he hits the ground running starting in week one in Minnesota. Because look, as much as we talk about these young wide receivers, Tunyon needs to be heavily involved in the passing game. You've got this monster gaping hole of production with the absence and departure of Davante Adams. It's got to go a lot of different places. It's never going to be replaced by one guy. And Big Bob should be part of that equation without question. Garrett, thank you for the super chat. What does Dobbs have that may make him special? I'm telling you what, man, his release is fucking impressive. And it doesn't matter who he's going up against. He's done a really nice job from day one of camp, from my eyes, of getting off press man and getting upfield, getting vertical and leaving. He has done a wonderful job, and it hasn't really mattered who is guarding him. The one time he got shut down in one-on-ones, obviously, was with Jair, but that was a comeback route. He didn't even really get an opportunity to try and get upfield on Jair. I'm not saying that he would have burned him or anything, but he has done a masterful job in that regard. And that is something I didn't expect. I really liked his tape. And I thought, you know, I talked about it all summer. I was surprised he lasted till day three, but I certainly didn't see that coming. He has been exemplary in his ability to get off the line of scrimmage. You saw it against San Francisco. That's a vet corner in that touchdown that he scores there in the first quarter. That's a really impressive play. And you got to think they're going to want to utilize that from the slot like they did in that play, as they have done countless times with any number of talented wide receivers throughout the years. It's never going to be simple. It's never going to be easy. But man, that is exciting to see for a rookie to be that advanced in that area of the game. The special potential is there. No doubt about it. Why do I like Star Wars more than Star Trek? Star Wars just hit me at the right time of my life, probably. I saw it, the first time I ever saw it was at the drive-thru in Appleton, which is no longer there, obviously. But I just remember being absolutely transported. You know, I can't really describe it. But it certainly hit an emotional chord way more than Star Trek ever did. There's no doubt about it. And that's not to rip on Trek. I really love Star Trek, actually. But nowhere near as much as Star Wars, obviously. King over Wyatt is the worst pick in the last few drafts. Freddie, I don't know who this Wyatt kid is you're talking about, but King over Watt is something I know Packers fans will never shut up about. But yeah, Wyatt, I'm not quite sure who you're talking about there. Why Packers don't use tight ends for passing plays like most other teams? Oh, I think it depends on what the matchups are. And I think Aaron Rodgers has traditionally, if you look at his heat map after every season at where he likes to throw the football, he definitely shies away from the middle of the field, which is traditionally, not always, but traditionally where the tight ends tend to work, right? Especially if they're lined up in line, they go up the seam. Aaron has really shied away from that area of the field over the kind of latter part of his career, mostly because he wants to keep his guys safe. Lots of times you'll have screaming safeties over the middle or some linebacker trying to look to take your head off. And Aaron does a pretty phenomenal job of making sure he doesn't lead his guys into danger. Now, every once in a while, necessity, whether it's a blitz, somebody in his lap, etc., he's got to get a ball out quick and he does go up the seam or over the middle, you know, just because he has to. But for the most part, the older he's gotten, the more he has played. I mean, don't take my word for it. Look at the heat maps. Look at where he throws the end of every season. I think ESPN has their next-gen stats that does a map of where every throw has gone, and it's almost always like this. Like, the middle of the field is always not open. Obviously, he throws it there sometimes, but for the most part, it is an area that he likes to avoid for that reason. And he's talked about this. I'm not telling tales out of school. He's talked about it, you know? He's going to throw there if the guy's open and he can lead a guy away from danger, but he's never going to try and, you know, quote unquote, fit one in and get a medicine ball for his guy. Uncultured, thanks to the super chat. I like both Star Wars and Star Trek. Star Trek gives me memories of being a kid and being curled up on the floor watching with the family. I mean, it was a television experience, right? As opposed to Star Wars, which was a theatrical experience until, of course, you know, the motion picture came out. Now Star Trek's made a million films. But yeah, for me, it was very much kind of the opposite. I was very much the family aspect of it was Star Wars because I went to see it with my family. I remember one of the very first memories of my life outside of going to see the Packers at Lambeau was being in a full parking lot, not being able to get into Star Wars that first summer it was released. It took us weeks to get to see it because it was sold out every time we tried to go. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nags, I have a fever. And the only prescription is a Lebowski watch party. I think the bye week would do perfectly. Dustin, let's make it happen. I'm in. I'm all over. Let's do it. Come on now. Slayton going to jam the red rifle tomorrow. Come on, Brandy. I was just rewatching that 49ers game from Friday night, and damn, he had a nice game. I am all in on this kid. No doubt about it. Nags, you asked about win totals yesterday. Green Bay win total is set at 11. 11. But these go to 11. Name that movie. Come on, old people. But these go to 11. Give me the over on that. I'll definitely take the over. Jonathan, thanks to the super chat. I worry that LaFleur's statements on Watkins' role in the offense were premature with Winfrey's improvement and now Torre starting to show up too. I don't think so, man. Like, look, there's zero doubt that it's going to take a while for Watkins and the rest of the offense to kind of find their groove, right, and get in sync, what have you. But I think Watkins will be involved early and often. Now, will he always be automatically on the same page as Rodgers? No. Look, Torrey has looked good, obviously, against, you know, the twos and the threes and even the preseason work, etc. Don't make the mistake of thinking that he's arrived and is going to just be thrust into the starting lineup anytime soon. That is not going to happen. Whereas Watkins will have the opportunity right from the jump to play with the ones against the Vikings first snap of the game, most likely. So I hear what you're saying. The young guys are starting to develop and it's really nice, but they got a long way to go before they crack that rotation with any regularity the way Sammy will be. I think a lot of what we've seen with Sammy, and I know Andy and I talked about this on Twitter last week or so. You know, he had had a quiet camp. I know Aaron talked about what a good practice he had a couple days ago, that first practice against the Saints. It does seem like, and I think Matt kind of alluded to this, you know, Sammy is a vet. He's played a ton of football, been in the league a long time. He knows what his body needs to get right. He knows kind of how to play football, right? Now he's learning the intricacies and what's necessary to play Packers football with Aaron Rodgers. And that's going to be a process, but he's got a wealth of knowledge to draw from that these rookies do not. Experiences, you know, in by the barrelful that the rookies do not when it comes to how defenses play, what leverage they can look at, what the rotations of the safeties mean, and how to sit down in certain parts of the zone where Aaron's going to be looking, except all that stuff that, you know, he's just picked up through years of playing in the NFL, which these other kids are going to have to, you know, obviously take their time to learn. Any chance Murphy took on more of a football role in 2018? So when he retires, he can split the role of president of football ops, Russ Ball, and president of operations, Ed Policy. That's a thought, man. I tend to doubt it. I don't think I see that coming down the pike. I think, you know, Murphy may have that thought, but he's not the one who gets to make that choice. You know, that would have to be approved by the executive committee and over the board. And I don't imagine that's going to change anytime soon. I think Policy will be your CEO, most likely. And now he may delegate in certain ways or have different ideas than Murphy and how things operate at 1265. But I think it's pretty clear he's going to be the one, you know, he's kind of not fast tracked, but he's the one in line for Murphy's job next. On Culture, thanks again, buddy. Only way I got to see Star Wars is that it was in the theater for so long. My mom took a bunch of us so we'd shut up about it. I feel you, man. I wouldn't shut up about it. I wanted to go like every day that summer. I remember that. I'm going to the Cowboys game in November. Well, that's awesome, Evan. I'll have a day to run around. I believe you posted a video about things to do in Green Bay, but what one restaurant or bar is a must? Thanks, you rock. Evan, across the street, especially if it's the day before the game. Don't go there on game day because it gets nuts. But the day before the game, you want to go to Kroll's across the street from Lambeau. Get the Butterburger. Get a Spotted Cow. Don't listen to all the yahoos who talk about, Spotted Cow's not even their best beer. Or Kroll's East is better than West. Safely set all those people to ignore. Go to Kroll's. Get the Butterburger. Get Spotted Cow. And enjoy your life. Because that's what you'll be doing. Cripes, Mandrich over Sanders. Now there was the crime if we're going there. Thank you, Matt. Like, people talk about, you know, taking Kevin King as like this Mandrich-like folly. And it's like, people, we've had bigger misses, much bigger misses. So let's just chill. Nags, biggest concern about the Packers going into the 2022 bowl run. You know, it's probably going to be how many diamonds can they put on the ring without it, you know, being unwearable. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. I'll be back tomorrow prior to the game to have a little chat in the afternoon. I won't be doing a chat post-game, but I will have my gut reactions up, much like last week. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.